Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We are located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Friday to you. Hope you're having a great day today, and we're looking forward to Sunday, which will kick off our spring revival services with Evangelist Tim Booth. He'll be preaching for us Sunday morning at 10:30, Sunday evening at 5:30, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday evening at 6:30 p.m. And always look forward to time with Brother Booth and his messages that he brings to us, and we're praying for God to meet with us. At the same time, our Spanish church will be having their revival meeting as well with our missionary Victor Rouse with Fires of Evangelism, and he'll be preaching Sunday morning 10:30, Sunday night 5:30, and then Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for the Spanish work. All right, so it's going to be a great week, and we're certainly looking forward to a great time together in the Lord and for God to revive us again here in our midst. Well, listen, yesterday, if you got your Bible handy, go to Galatians chapter 6. We started talking a little bit yesterday about what do I do with my burdens. The Bible says two places here, verse 2, bear you one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. And then verse 5, but every man shall bear his own burden. And we just started yesterday and we talked about how verse 2 means there's some burdens that are meant to be shared. And it deals with verse 1, the faults or failures of others. We help them. We help shoulder that burden with them. What's the goal? Restore them. Put them back in place. Get them back where they can be of service to God once again. Others, it's sorrow and grief. Anytime one of us weeps, we all weep. We share those disappointments and share that time of grief or sorrow or tragedy. And we comfort each other with the comfort that God has given to us. And we go through some things so that God may uniquely qualify us to help others. And there's some people I can't help. I've never been through what they've been through. But you've been through that. And so you'd be able to minister to them and to help them. And then verse 5, when it says every man will bear his own burden, that's talking about two different kinds of burdens. You see, some burdens are meant to be shared, but others are meant to be shouldered. And that means they're shouldered alone. There's some burdens that no one else is going to help you with. We said a couple example of those burdens are the consequences of our sin. We have to bear those burdens. There's a law of sowing and reaping, and we have to understand. We get rid of the victim mentality that's so prevalent in our day and age. We want to blame everybody else. Blame the environment, blame our parents, blame our teachers, blame the way we were brought up, blame rules, blame regulations, blame preachers, blame somebody. Except take personal responsibility for ourselves. We're in a mess today because we don't take personal responsibility for the choices we made. I mentioned yesterday that the St. Louis Post-Dispatch reported that killers become killers for two reasons. Number one, a difficult delivery at birth. And number two, they're rejected by their mother. And what they're saying is these things will predispose you to be a killer. And listen, I tell you why people kill people. Because they have a sin nature, and they follow their sin nature. It doesn't matter what you're exposed to as a child. You have a choice to make. You can play the blame game, and you can pass the buck, or you can rise up and say, I'm responsible for my life, and I can choose to sin, and I'm going to, but I can't, listen, I can't choose the consequences of that sin. That's going to be up to God. And so we have a free will. Then we talked about judgment. That we're all going to give an account of ourselves before God. And we're secure. We're going to be their judgment, not to answer for our sin, but the things we've done in our body, whether they be good or bad. You think you can just live a haphazard Christian life and get away with it? No, my friend, you're going to give an account one day for your stewardship, for your motives. The Bible says every man's work will be tried of what sort it is. It's not just the quality or the quantity, it's the quality of the work. And God is, the thoughts and intents of our heart are going to be revealed in that day. Now, that's for the Christian. If you're here today and you're listening to this radio broadcast and you don't have Christ as your Savior, you're lost and there's no hope for you, my friend. The burden of sin is still on you when God sent His Son to die on the cross to remove that burden of sin. But if you don't trust Christ your Savior, then you're going to end up dying and going to hell. Why? Because you rejected Jesus as Savior. Nobody goes to hell because they drink or they smoke or they do drugs. You're going to hell because you reject Jesus Christ as your Savior. You need to be saved. He that believeth on Him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because you've not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. So, I invite you today, just here, right as you're listening to the radio on this Friday morning, to invite Jesus Christ to forgive your sin and ask Him to be your Savior. And you'll find out your burden will be lifted. If you are tired of the load of your sin, let Jesus come into your heart. If you desire a new life to begin, let Jesus come into your heart. Just now, throw open the door. Just now, reject Him no more. Invite Jesus into your heart. No matter what judgment you're going to appear at, whether it's saved or lost, all the veneer, all the excuses are going to be stripped away. It's just going to be you and God. So some burdens are meant to be shared. Some burdens are meant to be shouldered. But some burdens are meant to be shed. What's that mean? Given to God. Cast upon Him. Psalm 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. The great burden bearer is Jesus Christ. And so often we cling to a burden and we want to carry it ourselves. Well, we can be deceived into thinking that God wants us to carry something by ourselves as if we're somehow serving God by doing so. But God wants to carry the burdens for us. So let Him. Cast all your care upon Him, for He cares for you. Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you and learn of Me, for I'm meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for My yoke is easy and My burden is light. When it's more than you can bear and you don't think you can take another step, you can lay it on Jesus. And for some reason, for whatever reason, we feel like we make it ourselves. But you have to just let go and let God give it to God. I can take a young boy and put a burden on his back and tell him to climb up the stairs, you know, to the platform or climb up the stairs, the auditorium. But he wouldn't be able to make it under the load. You have to give that load to someone else, then it's easy to climb the stairs. Now, one of two things will happen when we cast our burden on the Lord. Number one, the Lord will lift the burden. You may have a health need and you go to the Lord and the Lord sees fit to put His healing touch upon you and you've taken the burden away. You may have a financial burden and you go to the Lord with it and God provides the means to take care of that financial burden. And that's great when that happens. But it's not always how God works. Remember, cast thy burden, Psalm 55, 22. Cast thy burden on the Lord and He shall sustain thee. It doesn't say He will sustain it. It says He'll sustain you. So sometimes the Lord's not lifting the burden. Sometimes the Lord's going to lift you. See, you can take that same young person with that burden on his back and you can put him on your back and you can carry them both. The Apostle Paul is an example of this. Three times he asked God to lift the burden he was carrying. And God said, no, I'll give you grace. But really, God was saying, I'm going to carry the burden and I'm going to carry you too. Some of you are bitter against God because you've asked Him to lift your burden and it doesn't seem like He has. But the truth is, He's lifted you and He's carrying you and that burden through it all. But you throw a perpetual pity party and you don't allow Him to carry you or the burden. He shall sustain thee. I love this illustration. Man's walking down the road with a big sack of potatoes over his shoulder. It was heavy and there's sweat on his brow. And finally a pickup truck pulled over and offered him a ride. He climbed in and kept the sack on his shoulder. The driver looked over and said, man, put your sack of potatoes on the floor and relax. They drove a little farther and looked over and said, man, put your sack of potatoes on the floor and relax. What's wrong with you? And after another few miles down the road, he looked over and the guy still had his shoulders. He said, man, what is wrong with you? Why won't you put that sack of potatoes on the floor? He said, oh, no, sir. It's enough you'd carry me. I'm not going to ask you to carry my potatoes, too. Now, listen, my friend. It makes no difference to that truck. whether it's carrying the potatoes over his shoulder, whether it's on the floorboard. But it sure makes a difference to that passenger, doesn't it? But isn't that what we do to the Lord sometimes? You're carrying, some of you are carrying burdens today that God never intended for you to carry. But you seem to insist. And you don't understand, God's carrying you anyway. If you're in the hand of God, then give him the burden too. The songwriter wrote this, I must tell Jesus all of my trials. I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, I cannot bear these burdens alone. I must tell Jesus, I must tell Jesus, Jesus can help me. Jesus alone. Why don't you cast your burden on the Lord today? I mean, if you have to physically, symbolically lift something off your shoulders and put it on an altar or upon your knees, put it aside and say, God, here it is. I'm not going to carry it anymore. I want you to carry it. There may be other burdens he's asking you to share. There's other people's burdens that you should share in. Or maybe there's just some burdens you realize I got to shoulder. But in any event, give your burden to the Lord. Give your burden, Lord. Some burdens we share. Some burdens are made to be shouldered. And then other burdens are made to be shed, given to God. Cast thy burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Well, I hope you'll give your burden to God. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there. Leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Well, that encourages my heart today. I hope it does yours as well on this Friday, April 21st. I hope you have a great day. Let me remind you again that you can go to our website, bbcgrovecity.org, and pick up past broadcasts. You can also click on the live stream there. It'll take you over to the YouTube page, Bible Baptist Church of Grove City. I think we're also on Rumble now, and that's BBC Grove City. Bible Baptist Church GC for Grove City, all right? And that's how you find us on Rumble and subscribe there. That way you'll see video of our services if you're interested in that, and maybe that would be a blessing to you as well, all right? And, of course, podcast on iTunes and on iHeartRadio. And we have a daily email that goes out called Daily Encouragement, all right? Just some scripture verses and a song, and we'd love to share that with you. You can sign up for that on our website underneath Daily Encouragement. There's also a donate button there if you'd like to donate to the Words to Encourage broadcast. We surely would appreciate that. But I appreciate you listening. Appreciate those of you who pray for us from time to time. And if we can pray for you, or share in a blessing, or help bear a burden, then drop an email to me, pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or call the church office here at 614-875 2190. And if the secretary's not in, then leave a voicemail for me, and we'll be happy to be praying for you and for your needs. All right. Well, I hope you have a terrific Friday and a great Lord's Day on Sunday. Then let's meet back together here on Monday for our broadcast. And I'll talk a little bit about roadblocks to revival. And until then, this is Brother Slayball reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service and on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We also host the Bridge to Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people and our community. We meet every Thursday at 6:30 in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio. The joy of serving Jesus.
Jesus with a smile, a bright sunny smile.